It's the Mike Tech Show, show number 630. This show is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. Please visit techpodcast.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Mike Smith. Thank you very much for downloading and subscribing to the show. Please visit the main website at miketechshow.com. You can email me questions and suggestions for show topics at miketechshow@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/miketechshow, and Facebook, facebook.com/miketechshow. This is a special show. I wasn't scheduled to do any shows this week, but with the announcement of the iPhone 8 and the iPhone 10, I felt compelled to do a little show tonight and give you my thoughts. And also, if you're planning on upgrading, the path to upgrade. And I just wanted to share all of that. The unconventions this weekend. Hopefully, I will see a lot of you there. And that's in Washington, D.C., December 16th and 17th. And I'll be back regular time live next Thursday after the unconvention on September 21st. This show is brought to you by Instant House Call. You can get remote access through firewalls easily to be able to remote control and help your clients. It's inexpensive, it's reliable. You can kick the tires and test it out by going to instanthousecall.com, downloading the 15-day trial. Remember to use the promo code MikeTechShow. And that's instanthousecall.com or the link on my website at miketechshow.com. So first, Apple announced three new phones today. The first link is going to be to compare the iPhone models. We have the iPhone 8, the iPhone 8 Plus, and then the new iPhone X, which I am very disappointed. The iPhone 8 and 8 Plus, it's really the 7S and the 7S Plus. They eliminated the S and they're giving us the 8. So it's the same size as the 7. The camera is now 12 megapixels on both. Of course, the 8 is remaining 4.7 inches and the Plus is 5.5. It has Touch ID. That's very important. And then I thought this was funny. The new A11 chip, they added the word bionic. And I think is comical. But so the A11 bionic chip. Big feature, it has wireless charging. Well, Samsung's had that for a long time. I'm glad it's got wireless charging. It has the Retina HD display. And that's about it. There is not much. Some optical image stabilization, so you get a little better camera, but there's nothing overwhelming about this upgrade. Now, I'm in an AT&T Next plan for 12 months, so I get a new phone every year. I'll probably get the 8 because I always thought the 8 Plus was just too big, but if you need that and you want the better camera, then you want to go with the 8 Plus. Especially if you're in one of those upgrade plans. I thought this was an interesting choice for the memory size. The capacity, you have 64 gig and 256 gig. Well, I'm absolutely getting the 256. I was kind of hoping for a 128 because I have a 256 gig 7 right now, and I'm not using anywhere near that. So, I mean, 64, that's better than the old 32 and 16 that they used to have at the low end. So, you know, if you don't store a lot of photos and a lot of videos and you don't have an incredible amount of apps or music that you want to carry around with you, then go with the 64. But if you're a pack rat and have lots of video and lots of pictures, you got to go with the 256. So I'm probably going to go right to the 256. I will probably just upgrade to the 8. Now, if you already like the Plus, okay, it's a little faster. You go with the 8 Plus. I do not see any compelling reason to upgrade here. There's not enough features to upgrade. If you already have a 6 or a 7, you're going to do better by getting the iOS 11. Now, there's where they've made a lot of improvements. And all across the board, these are coming with iOS 11. I'm looking forward to that for my iPad Pro 12.9 inch because there's a lot of new features on iOS 11. And I'm going to have a link to all those features of iOS 11. I'm also going to talk about, if you're upgrading, what you have to do. And I've also got some links for some programs if you want to untether from iTunes and not have to use iTunes, because I hate iTunes. So I'm going to go over some things. The biggest disappointment for an announcement of supposedly a groundbreaking phone is the iPhone X. They keep saying it's edge to edge. No, it's not. It's still got a border. You want to see edge to edge? Look at a Samsung phone, one of the newer phones. Apple should be embarrassed in releasing and all the fuss about this iPhone X. It's a 5.8 inch, so it's 0.3 inches bigger. It's the same 12 megapixels. Guess what? There's no Touch ID. Now, I heard rumors about this. You got apps, you got everything. They got this Face ID. Do you know, even in the demo, it didn't recognize one of the presenters' face? A little embarrassing moment, but that's going to happen with this. Touch ID I use for verifying everything. Purchases. What are they going to do? Now people have to rewrite their apps to embrace the Face ID just because they removed the home button and they didn't put the Touch ID on the back like the Samsung. Now, I keep mentioning the Samsung because I have a son that has one and a wife that has one. Everybody is migrating away from the Apple ecosystem in my house. I'm staying the course on the iPhone only because I have, and I've mentioned this many, many times, I have so many clients that are just locked into the iPhone and the Apple ecosystem. I have to be able to support that. I'm going to go with the iPhone 8 just to give it a try. And yeah, it's the natural upgrade. But this 10 is bigger. So I already don't like the size of the Plus, so this is even bigger. It's got the same chip. It's got wireless charging. It's the same capacity. They call it a Super Retina display. The difference, it's not LCD. It's now OLED, and it's supposed to be an Apple-enhanced OLED. It's still a multi-touch display. That's what you get on the 8 Plus and the 8. The weight, it's 6.14 ounces, not quite the weight of the 8 Plus, but way heavier than the 8. They're still not waterproof. It's splash, water, and dust resistant. That means it can handle a splash, but you cannot submerge this. You will, and it's small print, you will void the warranty. You submerge this and it has water damage, you void the warranty. So it's still not waterproof. You know, when's the waterproof going to happen? The camera's a little better. There's just not enough features. It sticks out in the back. One of the things I don't understand, and with the introduction of the iPhone 7, and I think they started it with the 6 Plus, the camera on the back is so big it protrudes on the frame of the phone. Why can't they have the technology to have it flush like their competitors? I don't get it. It's still not edge to edge. They should have made a home button in the back. There's a lot of things wrong with this phone. And by the way, they still don't have an audio jack. So you still have to have the little adapter. They all have wireless charging, which we need it. And that's a long time coming and they finally embraced it. But as you can tell, I am not a fan of this iPhone X. There is no compelling reason for me to recommend this to a client, to you. When you look at the link here and compare the iPhone models and then look at your current 7 or 6, there's no reason here. They didn't give us anything to really upgrade. I'm only upgrading because I'm already in a plan that supports a yearly upgrade. That's the only reason I'm doing it. And I can experience the 8. But that's it. Let's say you are going to upgrade. Well, here's important dates, and it's why I'm releasing this show quickly. September 19th is when iOS 11 comes out. If you are going to upgrade, you need to, right on Monday the 18th or Tuesday morning before you upgrade, do a full backup just in case iOS 11 blows up your phone. You can always redo. So do an iCloud backup. If you don't have the space, pay the 99 cents to increase your storage so you can do a full backup with iCloud. If you're not backing up with iCloud, don't even think about doing this unless you're going to start from scratch. Have good Wi-Fi available. Make sure you got a solid backup to iCloud for your phone. Next, upgrade to iOS 11. Now you're ready. When you upgrade iOS 11, update all of your apps and then do another backup to iCloud. So now you have an iOS 11 backup to iCloud. And now you're ready for your phone. If you're getting the phone like I will via your phone carrier or Apple upgrade where they're going to mail it to you, you get your new phone. They all have the nano SIM card. So if you're going from a 6 or a 6S or a 7 or even a 5 or a 5S, they all have the nano SIM card. You can just take the SIM card out. If you don't know how to do that, Google it. Take the SIM card out of your old phone. Take the SIM card out of the new phone. Put the SIM card in. Open it up. Turn it on. When it turns on, it's going to ask you. You want to make sure you connect to your good Wi-Fi. And you want to restore. Enter your Apple ID. And you want to restore from an iCloud backup. And you want to restore from that latest backup. That's the process. That's it. Do that and you will be happy. Then remember, your phone is going to get hot when that restore is done. It's going to get hot. Apps are going to be updating. It's going to be slow. You're going to have a few hours where things have to settle down. Sometimes I've seen it take an entire day before things start to get a little better. When everything's all done and updated, shut the phone off, turn it back on. And then, I just don't mean the quick on off. I mean, do a complete power down. Make sure the phone's fully charged when you're doing all this or have it plugged in. Now, you're ready to go. I mentioned, how do you untether from iTunes? I'm going to tell you how I did it. But a couple things first. An app that I came across that I think is very important, and the link will be in the show notes. This is the Apple Music Converter. It's a $40 program. It will remove the digital rights management copy protection of all of your iTunes music, and it will then copy it to a directory as a high bitrate MP3. I have clients that want to move out of the iTunes library from their iTunes purchased music. This is the software that'll get you to MP3s where now you can take those MP3s and move them to whatever device you want. I use Tunes Go to move my music to any of my Apple devices because I refuse to use iTunes anymore. I can't stand it. I don't like it. I don't like it as a music player. I think as each version increased, I think it's gotten worse and worse. I think an older version from a few years ago was significantly better. iTunes now is just a marketing piece of software to sell you new music. As a player, I think it's horrible. Everybody has their own opinion. That's mine. And if you want to still be in the Apple ecosystem, but break away from iTunes, then you need software to get you out of iTunes. And that's the Apple Music Converter. And then you need a good program to transfer things that you want. This is the Wondershare Tunes Go. The link is tunesgo.wondershare.com. There's another program I'm going to mention that I have called Touch Copy. This is where I've had to retrieve data from iPhones, and I'm going to throw that link in there too. That's a good one to know, where if you got to get text messages and you just got to retrieve everything you can from an iPhone. And I've done this from broken screens and gotten everything transferred, things that iTunes dreams about syncing that will never sync. If you need to get everything, every text message, every photo perfectly, that's the way to do it. And that's Touch Copy. That's it for my quick Apple iPhone show. If you want to support the Mike Tech Show, the best way to do it is please use my Amazon link, amazon.micnation.net. Your price stays the same, but a small commission comes back to support the show. I really appreciate that. Hope to see some of you at the Unconvention this weekend. Please support Instant House Call at instanthousecall.com. And that's it. I will see you live Thursday night at 8 p.m. I'll be recording the next show, and that's September 21st. See you then. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Mike Tech Show, a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. Please visit techpodcast.com.